helping the brain to focus. Neurofeedback training can improve creativity, athletic control, and inner awareness, even in people who already are highly accomplished. When we started to study neurofeedback, we discovered that sports medicine was the only department in Boston University that had any familiarity with the subject. One of my earliest teachers in brain physiology was the sports psychologist, Len Zukowski, who soon left Boston to train the Vancouver Canucks with neurofeedback. Neurofeedback has probably been studied more thoroughly for performance enhancement than for psychiatric problems. In Italy, the trainer for the soccer club AC Milan used it to help players remain relaxed and focused as they watched videos of their errors. Their increased mental and physiological control paid off when several players joined the Italian team that won the 2006 World Cup, and when AC Milan won the European Championship the following year. Neurofeedback was also included in the science and technology component of Own the Podium, a $117 million, five-year plan engineered to help Canada dominate the 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver. The Canadians won the most gold medals and came in third overall. Musical performance has been shown to benefit as well. A panel of judges from Britain's Royal College of Music found that students who were trained with 10 sessions of neurofeedback by John Gruselier of the University of London had a 10% improvement in the performance of a piece of music compared with students who had not received neurofeedback. This represents a huge difference in such a competitive field. Given its enhancement of focus, attention, and concentration, it's not surprising that neurofeedback drew the attention of specialists in attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. At least 36 studies have shown that neurofeedback can be an effective and time-limited treatment for ADHD, one that's about as effective as conventional drugs. Once the brain has been trained to produce different patterns of electrical communication, no further treatment is necessary, in contrast to drugs, which don't change fundamental brain activity and work only as long as the patient keeps taking them. Where is the problem in my brain? Sophisticated computerized EEG analysis, known as the quantitative EEG or qEEG, can trace brainwave activity millisecond by millisecond. And its software can convert the activity into a color map that shows which frequencies are highest or lowest in key areas of the brain. The qEEG can also show how well brain regions are communicating or working together. Several large qEEG databases of both normal and abnormal patterns are available, which allows us to compare a patient's qEEG with those of thousands of other people with similar issues. Last but not least, in contrast to fMRIs and related scans, the qEEG is both relatively inexpensive and portable.